unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Thursday, July 12th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. A key player in a pathway known as the cell's cleaning system could be a promising target for alternative approaches to treating spinal muscular atrophy, according to a new mouse study. Several lines of research have supported the idea that increasing the levels of the survival motor neuron protein, the protein deficient in SMA, can reverse disease symptoms. Everyone has two genes, SMN1 and SMN2, that provide instructions for making the SMN protein. Most of this protein is made from SMN1, but SMA patients have a mutation in the SMN1 gene that causes the body to not produce enough SMN protein. The SMN2 gene can also make an SMN protein, but due to a difference in the coding sequence of this gene, most of the protein made from this gene is shorter and gets destroyed by cells. Most therapy development pipelines have focused on altering the function of SMN1 or SMN2 genes to produce a functional SMN protein. For example, Biogen's Spinraza, the only approved SMA treatment, works by increasing the ability of the SMN2 gene to produce a full-length SMN protein. Harvard University researchers are now exploring a new approach to raise the levels of SMN proteins by silencing one of the molecular players responsible for this protein's degradation inside cells. All cells run a process called autophagy, considered a cleaning system to dispose of toxic materials, such as proteins damaged by disease and microbes. Autophagy can select proteins for degradation using receptors that work like passports, which recognize certain proteins, delivering them for degradation. One of these receptors specifically binds to SMN, directing it to be destroyed. Researchers demonstrated that SMN protein levels depend on autophagy. When autophagy is blocked by unhealthy cells, SMN levels increase. Conversely, when autophagy is triggered, SMN levels drop. They were able to identify the molecule that works as a passport and is responsible for delivering SMN for degradation, a protein called P62. When this molecule was inhibited in lab-grown motor neurons derived from SMA patients, SMN degradation was slowed and the protein accumulated inside motor neurons. Both pharmacological and genetic inhibition of P62 in an SMA mouse model significantly increased the size and innervation, or nerve supply, of muscle fibers, completely restoring the survival of motor neurons in the spinal cord of SMA mice. Importantly, the animals had a 50% increase in their mean lifespan. Human SMA cells were shown to have a defective autophagic mechanism, resulting in the accumulation of P62. The emergent role of autophagy in SMA is gaining increased attention from researchers. In fact, the importance of autophagy and the potential of alternative or combination therapies that act on this pathway were also the focus of a recent article published in Neuroregeneration Research. This work shows that reducing P62 levels, which are aberrantly increased in the disease, could represent a new strategy for developing SMA therapeutics.
This is your Daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, July 10th, 2018. There's no denying that SMA can be brutal, taking more than just physical ability from those it afflicts. It can be a burden mentally, emotionally, and financially, as reported by a recent study. However, if you have read my column for a while, you know how firmly I believe that a high quality of life is very much a possibility with or without SMA. For some people, it's harder than for others, especially when serious mental health issues like anxiety and depression come into play. Finding the good in things when you live with something like SMA is no easy feat, but the following are some things that have helped me live a fantastic life. My dad in particular always instilled in me the importance of pursuing the things that I'm passionate about, and for that I'll always be grateful. He can talk anyone's ears out with his encyclopedic knowledge of sports culture, MLB trivia, journalism, and American history, among other subjects. Me, I can spit out facts about American cinema, comic books, 90s cartoons, Star Wars, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and most other facets of pop culture. Just as my dad's passions led him to do sports journalism during and after college, my status as an arts and entertainment guru has been an instrumental part of my career. That said, here are a few of my passions and how they have helped me have a great quality of life. Film. Oddly enough, I can't remember the first movie I ever saw, either in theaters or at home on this ancient device called a VHS player. I just know that I've always loved movies. I love watching them, talking about them, writing about them, and writing story ideas and scripts of my own. As a kid, I was obsessed with all the usual suspects like Star Wars, Pixar, Lord of the Rings, and the early superhero films like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man and Tim Burton's Batman, all of which I'm still obsessed with today. Once I got to college and studied English with a film studies concentration, I watched everything from noir classics to foreign documentaries to cult dramas. These days, I like to seek out retro horror and sci-fi, 80s comedies, good and bad big-budget blockbusters, and anything with Ron Perlman. I make weekly visits to the movies, my favorite theater being the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in Raleigh, North Carolina. To steal a line from Inception about world-building and the power of the human imagination, movies give me the ability to build cathedrals, entire cities, things that have never existed, things that couldn't exist in the real world. Film can be used to educate, inspire, entertain, challenge, and open my mind to all kinds of possibilities. Podcasting. I ventured into the world of podcasting about 3 years ago. After meeting my friends Jordan and Rich through NC State University's student newspaper, they invited me to come on their pop culture podcast, The Joy of Geek. Two recording sessions later, they brought me on as a regular co-host. Every week, we talk about the movies and TV shows we're watching, and the comics and books we're reading. We also speculate on the entertainment world's news and review the latest blockbuster movies. I continue to do the Joy of Geek as well as the SMA News Today podcast, in which I interview various people in the SMA community. What I like about podcasting is that it's so easily accessible to anyone, especially people with SMA. If you have an idea for a podcast, all you need is a computer, a good mic, and a platform like SoundCloud or iTunes to put it on. It requires very little physical ability. Some friends and I even did a panel at NC Comic Con Oak City earlier this year, which you can find online. Comics and books. According to Goodreads, I've read 42 trade paperbacks, graphic novels, and books this year alone. In comic book terminology, a trade paperback is a collection of previously published single issues, while a graphic novel is an original story not previously released in single issues, such as the Scott Pilgrim books or Persepolis. Much like watching movies, reading does many things for me. Comics and books have the ability to entertain, educate, inspire, and challenge me to exercise my imagination in ways I never thought possible. Also, if you're one of those people who think comics aren't real books, oh, how naive you are. I don't just read comics, though. I love memoirs, novels, books about writing, plays and screenplays, and books about people with disabilities. Books activate my mind and help keep me going. These are just a few of my passions, and ultimately my faith is what sustains me. On days when the weight of having SMA overwhelms me, I find solace in the things that I love, and in the people I love. Living with SMA can seem like too much at times, but that doesn't mean it has to keep us from living.
Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives on the disease, as well as our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/SMA-news-today for an archive of all our flash briefings. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.